This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new Trump administration directive says schools must share a child's gender identity information with parents, but not all Colorado school districts require this. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin.
The letter says any gender plan should be part of the child's education record, which federal privacy laws mandate parents should have access to. Colorado state law requires school districts to respect non-legal name changes, and most schools try to notify parents, but in some cases, not all parents are supportive. Denver Public Schools has guidelines advising staff to not out a student's transgender status to parents without the student's explicit permission. Colorado Springs District 11 has a policy requiring parental notification and consent for a student to change their name on school records. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The results of an independent investigation into the death of a Douglas County man are expected early this month. Jalen Sebron, a 23-year-old, was shot 7 times in the back by an unnamed sheriff's deputy outside the Main Event Entertainment Center in Highlands Ranch in February. His mother, Veronica Sebron, wants to know why non-lethal force wasn't used.
The audacity, the lies. You know what you did, but you have to protect yours.
Body cam video shows it was only 10 seconds from when the deputy arrived on the scene to when Sebron was shot in the back. Sebron was holding a gun next to his car, but it was pointed upward in the air. Snow is forecast for the rest of the day in Vail, with 2 to 4 inches possible through tonight and another 1 to 3 inches possible tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.